playing the 250th this week, great occasion. You must be pretty wrapped to get to the milestone.
Yeah, it's been a long journey, but something probably once I'm retired I'll really look back on and be pretty proud of.
Can you remember back to your debut games? It seemed like a lifetime ago.
Yes and no. Sort of look back and think, yeah, it's a long time ago, 14 years, but then sort of gone really quick as well. So, yeah, it's a while ago, but, yeah, something that's gone pretty quick and I look back on.
Turned 32 last week. Happy birthday for that. But the form's really, really good. Do you still feel you got a fair bit left in the tank?
Yeah, I do. I had a really good pre-season. Probably Bolts and some new coaches coming in probably reinvigorated myself and, yeah, so the body's feeling really good, so and mentally in a good space as well. So, yeah, probably, hopefully, yeah, another one or two, maybe.
And three in a row, I think, at a time when no one probably expected much out of the Blues this year. That must be a real, real buzz around the club.
Yeah, it is. I think it's just reward for effort. To start the season 0-4 is not great, but I think the boys' belief and belief in the system has held us in good stead, and we're working our really hard and going to continue to work hard and, yeah, just reward for the effort that we've been putting in.
For you, I mean, I know that the term rebuild can be a dirty word for players at the end of their career, but do you sort of see that these things can happen pretty quickly now? We've seen it at other clubs, but the boys starting to put, I suppose, Bolt's system together pretty quickly now?
Yeah, I think it's taken a while. We worked really hard over the summer, but you can't really test yourself until you're up against real opposition, so that's probably why we're only playing sort of good quarters here and there for the first few rounds, but now we're sort of started to string some good footy together, and yeah, I think the system's working and the boys really believe in it.
Any particular highlights to stand out for you during the previous, 249 games?
It's hard to go past the finals. I think both elimination finals, Essendon and Richmond, that we won in front of really big crowds. So yeah, that's why you play footy, to play in finals footy. So those two really stand out.
And what a telescope. We go back to that era where you made three final series in a row, but couldn't quite get to the next level. What do you think sort of held the team back at that stage from going on and say winning a flag?
Yeah, I probably never really thought about it. We were really close to making a prelim. Against the Cats, we lost by a couple of points over in Perth against West Coast. So probably playing interstate a lot in those finals probably hasn't helped. So it's always tough to win a final, but to go interstate and do it as well is extremely tough. So they're probably a couple of reasons why we might have struggled.
And at this stage of your career, do you still hold out hope that you can be part of a flag team?
Oh yeah, definitely. I'll have a look at like the Bulldogs, how quickly they turned it around with a new coach and. Sort of gives you a bit of hope, and then seeing some of the young guys come in and Wiedering, and I know we haven't seen Harry McKay, but his pre-season was super impressive. So see those guys come in, just reinvigorates the team and myself, and yeah, gives you a lot of hope.
And you've almost got an all-Irish backline now with Zach Tuohy and Kieran Byrne really playing well.
Yeah, they're going really well. Zach's been outstanding now for 4 or 5 years, and Kieran's come in and he's just picked up the game really well, just wants to learn, and he's got all the attributes, speed, strength, power. He's got good skills as well, so he's going to be a really good player in the future.
And Port Adelaide this weekend on your home deck, no reason you can't go 4-0?
Yeah, I think if we can stick to the structures and the system that the coach has put in place for this week, we give ourselves every chance. But they were super impressive yesterday, so we're going to have our work cut out for us, but yeah, we give ourselves every chance.
You mentioned before that you're keen to sort of go on maybe one, another two seasons, out of contract at the end of the year. Can you tell us where those talks are at?
Yeah, so I sat down with Soss and Bolts and Macca a few weeks ago now. So I think it'll just take its course in due time. But I think probably maybe after mid-season break we'll look at doing something. And if the form holds up, then yeah, no reason why it won't be done.
Congrats again on the 250th.
Thank you. Cheers.